it's a good thing in spiritual work to get over the fear of death. One is to realize that it's said already. Secondly, you don't experience it anyway. Nobody can experience their own physical death. We reaffirm that each time. It's not possible to experience your own physical death, resist.
Correct.
You cannot experience your own death. First of all, it's said. Secondly, you're not going to experience it anyway. Thirdly, life is not capable of being killed. The intrinsic essence and quality of life is that it's indestructible. That's a fact. It's like the law of the conservation of matter. The law of conservation of life is even more true. Life can change form, but you cannot kill life. It's not possible to kill life. The minuswaddle fly goes right off into his own, into his etheric body, and he goes, keeps right on flying, and then he gets reborn as another fly. Hardly notices the difference. Wasn't I here before, he says to himself? I can't remember if I was on this ship or no, was I? This is where the hamburgers are. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Because life cannot be destroyed, there's no point in mourning death. No death is possible. So what are you crying about? What are you fearing? What are you saying? Isn't that awful? 30 million died? Why is it awful? It's awful to you? Somebody tell you that's bad? Common belief is that it's bad. So you keep surrendering things until one is completely and totally surrendered all of life to God. Everything it has as it arises. And then you realize that what you've been surrendering wasn't a reality in the first place. All the great sacrifices you thought you were making were all illusions. Sacrificing your physicality to God. You thought you were surrendering life to God. You weren't surrendering life to God. Life cannot be surrendered to anything. Life is ongoing forever. Because life itself is the expression of God. And unless you can kill God, you can't kill life. Huh? We have our preferences. So all you're letting go is preferences. A preference that you continue as this physicality and in its story, and you become enamored of its story. It isn't that you're unwilling to die, it's just you don't want to give up the story. What's more fascinating than the story of your own life? Tell me, nothing, right? I mean, is it entrancing? It's entrancing, isn't it? It's the great romance of all time, because we're all in love with ourselves secretly. And our story is the greatest story. And, well, anyway, I forget what the question was. What was the question? I guess we answered it. When dying, does going into the light keep you in the cycle of reincarnation? I don't quite get that. Well, it's asking about reincarnation, which is really next month's lecture. Jumping the gun. It has to do with the sense of the reality of that which is experiencing what is it experiencing. The only death that's possible is death of the ego. The only death, there's only one death possible. One only has to die once in all these lifetimes. You can live 10,000 lifetimes, but you're only really going to die once. And that's one of the requirements to reach enlightenment. And the requirement is the willingness to die. Because you don't get any chance to die. You get hit by a bolt of lightning, you just go out. It's great being out. There's the body all fried up there. Well, that was a killer, that one. Yeah. I mean, you had a lot of, so many deaths, you know, they pile up over time. Dying at the oars, that was a victory. So each death seems to accomplish some great gain, you know. When I died at the oars, I surrendered. And I thought, they can't keep me tied to this goddamn thing. And I just let myself die, and instantly I was out of it. Whoa, I'm free as a bird. So each death, then, seems to have within it a spiritual lesson. the only one death you can actually do, which we won't really get up to the last lecture, there's only one death you actually experience, and that is the experience of death itself. It's the only time you've ever had a chance to experience it, and it's the only time you'll ever have to go through it. And people need to be coached in advance about that state, because if you're a serious spiritual student, sooner or later you'll meet that door. So that'll be the last lecture, how to get through that door. There's only one death you're after. All right, so the preparation for what's required at the final door is what's going on now. Your devotion to God has to be absolute. The devotion to God has to supersede all else. And that's what carries you through the final door, is the willingness to surrender what you think and believe in your most inner conviction is life itself.